is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to the John Richardson Show As Was podcast. We're here to review the performance of this week's guest. First time she's been here, Roisin Conaty.
Hi.
How do you feel it went?
I felt like I came in and,
yes,
you know, it was...
Difficult to disagree so far. I said that was the best thing you did. It was downhill from there, really.
I think I came in, I showed a lot of
you
stamina.
You did, actually. Oh, stamina,
I showed
yeah.
a lot of stamina. I tried to yes and, tried to play along. I was a team player.
Mm.
I feel like
okay.
I was very friendly and yet professional.
Can I just ask, because I don't think you've ever maybe looked up what the word means, what is your understanding of a team player?
Team player is someone who goes into the team and says team a lot.
Yes, okay.
And I was a team player. I threw things to you, you bounced them back.
You threw things at me.
And I pointed out when you said words wrong.
Yes.
So I was the
And how do you think that made me feel as somebody whose job is to broadcast saying words?
I think you trusted me.
Yes.
Because you thought, I need this in my life. I need to hear these.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. This is absolutely fascinating.
I don't think you think it is, though.
Oh, it's amazing that that's how you think this went.
I think we had an absolute lovely morning.
Mm.
And we had lots of coffee.
Yeah.
We listened to some songs.
Yeah.
Not on the podcast, obviously. But
no.
I thought you were in a good mood.
Mm. Absolutely incredible.
Mm.
Anyway, next week I'm back with Angela Barnes. It was a treat having you here, and I think the most criticism I faced from a co-presenter.
I don't think it was criticism.
What do you think it was?
I
started crying, did you think that's because I've been so nice to him today?
I think it was an exchange of opinions.
Yes.
And that's a problem with the world at the moment, is they take all exchanges as criticism. I was just saying some nice things about how you say the word serum.
Yes.
And maybe trying to help you.
Okay, well, you can hear how it goes now, and then we'll
John,
talk afterwards.
I
about,
love you. You've got to say it.
I'm not up to this bit in therapy yet. I don't know how to respond. I also am here. So here is this week's show. Good. Lots of good smugness this week. Very funny stuff about holidays. What it was funny. I've laughed a lot this week, Roisin.
I love you, John.
And here's the podcast. I am a man.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Okay, it's John Richardson on Absolute Radio. Very happy Saturday to you. Let's clear up some unfinished business from last week. We are not the cleanest show on radio, but we certainly are the tidiest. If you missed our last show, this is Angela Barnes, and it tells you everything you need to know.
He doesn't enter himself, I'm entering him.
And we'll move on from that immediately. I also asked for February. The great thing about asking for gimmicks to get through February... The thing about February, it's nearly over already. Such a relief to be halfway through a month. We're really cracking through this year, guys. I think we could get this whole life thing done and dusted very quickly if we crack on. I wanted gimmicks for things similar to Dry January and Veganuary, and there was nothing for February. We got this from Becky.
Morning, gang. I know you mentioned some ideas for what we should do in February on your last show. My suggestions are February, get outdoors for that fresh air, although if you're in London, you might have to travel a bit. Or February, maybe you just love berries. Or you really like Dave Berry and want to celebrate him for the month. Cheers, Becky.
Thanks, Becky. And thanks for the politest use of the word gang I've ever heard in my life. That would put an end to any aggression. Morning, gang. Oh, do you know what? We can sort this out. Now, some people controversially don't listen to this show live. They like their Saturday mornings for other things. They listen as a podcast. So I asked the listeners to the podcast why they don't listen to the show live. It kicked off. It's amazing how many people aren't listening when you get into it. But let's not get into it because it's quite depressing. Here are some of the responses we got from Tom, Robert and Andy.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
I couldn't listen live because I literally live in Alaska.
I couldn't listen because I slept in preparation for a late night on Saturday night playing at a 60th birthday party with my band.
I couldn't listen because, as a Swedish listener, I can't listen to the broadcast live, although I have literally tried.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry, though. Regards, Andy in Alaska.
I feel I have to point out that those are real people and not actors, because it does sound like I've just gone to a regional dialect coach and said, have you got any actors who can pretend they like me? Anyway, people in Alaska, Sweden, all over the world are not listening to John Richardson now, but you are. If you want to get in touch with anything on the show today, you can text 81215, WhatsApp 0330123 1215, or email john at absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson
and the John Richardson Show.
There's a new member of the gang, the crew, the my colleagues. Roisin Conaty is here.
Hello.
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 It's very odd, this, because before the show started in September, we recorded a cheeky little bit of fun episode for nobody to hear. Just, I think people absolutely ready, just wasn't, they weren't entirely sure I could speak fluently. So we did a thing with a view to you coming back.
Yes.
And then you just never came back.
I was away.
You went away, didn't you?
I went away to a very hot place.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, in a quite scary house.
It is very hot.
Very hot.
I mean, newsworthily hot.
Yeah, it wasn't as hot then, but it was, yeah.
And you're back now?
I'm back, living very close to you, John.
How is Vin Diesel?
That's so creepy.
Oh, yeah, well, you're obsessed with the fact that we live close to each other and we don't hang out. But that's for your benefit. I don't think you would enjoy it. You know, like when somebody sees you on telly and they say, oh, will you do my wedding? And you have to explain to them, no, I won't do that because it won't be very good.
But I've known you for 20 years. I've seen all the bits. Of your personality.
This is why it's so exciting that you're here, Roisin. Can I tell you three things you've already said today?
Go for it.
Off air. Why do I have to look at John? That was one of the first things you said when you were being talked through where the microphone was and where I would sit. Why do I have to look at John? I'll make it worth your while with a little wink to producer Will, which I really enjoyed. And my favourite so far, the problem is, I drank it like a drink. So that's all just, that's bonus fun that only I got to enjoy. Imagine what the listeners will get.
Oh, dear. Early mornings, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not, actually.
No?
No, because you were just saying you've been up since 5.
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend it. Ungodly hours.
As
the
I said
get
to
you,
just get up and pretend to be happy. That's what life is. Just get up and say, oh, great, I'm one of those guys now. I'm one of those guys who gets to hear the first bird of the morning.
The first bird?
I think so, about 5-ish.
I can imagine you doing that. You feel like you might have gone into hustle culture, like get up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, that was your response. You thought I was setting an alarm for 5. That's the worst kind of midlife crisis. That's the one I don't want. I don't mind motorbikes and tattoos. I don't want to start listening to business podcasts and setting
an
alarm.
It happens.
No, it's not to me, though.
I think it might do. What? I think you might start watching business podcasts and sort of like running and sort of talking about macros. You're not far off it with this stuff. When you get into food, I think he's 2 days away from macro chat.
What is macro?
I don't know, but people talk about it a lot.
Oh, no. This is how it starts, because now I'm going to have to Google it. And then I'm going to think, oh, there is something in this.
That's how they get you.
I'll listen to a macro podcast on my run. I was going to go for a run today as well. You've absolutely nailed me. What do you do at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, you know, flash. No, I go down the stairs. I'm in lights and stuff. I just play, turn the lights on and off. What do I do?
Do you want a break? Do you want a minute?
I just sort of potter around snuffling, looking for sweets that I know I've not got anymore because I'm not allowed to keep them in the house, but hoping that old me's forgotten somewhere where I've kept some sort of terrible piece of
sweet. You make yourself sound like a cat.
It's not far
off.
You
wake up at 5, I go downstairs and I just sniff around for stuff.
Oh, but literally, I spilled a bag of corn flour last week snuffling around. I was like...
Do you know, if there was one thing I would say that Roisin Conaty does not have in her house, it would be corn flour. What are you using that
for? Gluten-free, baby. If you make cauliflower cheese, you can use corn flour as
gluten-free. You're making a cheese sauce from scratch?
Yeah.
You're not who I thought you were anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You're the business macro guy. I'm the nerd guy. I'm the knitwear nerd guy. Even I wouldn't do a cheese sauce from scratch.
I mean... Is it any good is what you should just sort of ask.
Oh, it's not good. We all know that.
It's actually really good.
No, it's
not.
Yeah,
and I made red cabbage at Christmas for the first time from scratch. I'm a new person.
With spices?
spices. It tasted a bit medicinal. There's a lot of cloves, but it was good stuff. Mm. And no one got ill.
Okay. And that was your order. I'll tell you what we've got coming up. But it'd be stuff like that, wouldn't it? Just Roisin snuffling around the house. You're here for a long time, whether you like it or not.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm getting another coffee, because the other one I drank like a drink.
Oh, Will's going to go get you a coffee and you're going to make it worth his while. And we're all going to find out what that means. She's got a second coffee, Roisin. She's all right now.
Woo!
Do you know, a couple of weeks ago, all I wanted was that. I would come off the back of a tune and I'd say, the gang are here, and all I want, that's all I wanted. And did I get it? No.
They didn't give you a woo.
I got nothing, mate. Got absolutely nothing.
You need me for the wooing.
Yeah.
It's on my spotlight thing. What can you do? Horse ride? Wooing?
Can you horse ride?
No.
No. Okay. Not to pick fault in your CV straight away.
You can't say that. You never get a job.
Slightly topical on the news this week. Do you want to hear what we got eventually when I press ganged people into doing it?
Go on. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, but I really had to push for it to a point where I didn't appreciate it anymore.
What did you ask them for?
Just that, but straight away.
What were the words you used to get that?
I said, oh, the gang are here, or something like that. What's the problem with that?
Say it again.
The gang are here.
Oh, no, I'm going to cheer that.
No, go on then, you get them to do it.
The gang are here. Yours sounded like a question. The gang are here?
The gang are here, I think. These people are staring at me. I don't know whether they're the gang or not, but they don't look like they like me. I never had my authority challenged so quickly. Third link,
Roisin. Yeah, you have.
Yeah, but just with a look. So here's what I would like some help with this week. Here's what we're going to discuss. We do a thing called Saturday Smugness. Mm-hmm. It's a smug time a week, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can get up at 5 and still just carry a faint air of despair. And I think that's important, but there's a lot of these people around on Saturday. They're all pleased with themselves. Do you know I'm talking about the park run people?
Ooh.
They got up, they've done stuff, they're proud of themselves. I like them to get in touch so I can bring them down a peg or two. Or if you're going to meet someone later today who you know has done something, you want some advice. So we'll do Saturday Smugness. If you're smug about something, Roisin, I'll bring you right down. Don't you worry about that. If there's any romantic ones, given what yesterday was.
What happened? Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Roisin. What happened? Oh, you people all booked up the restaurants, did you? So I couldn't sit in a pub on my own on a Friday night without staring at you all, pretending to love each other for one night of the year. Anyway, I can't get the Goonies thing out of my head. Up there, it's their time, but down here, this is my day. Saturday, the 15th of February. Welcome to my world. So I would love to know what is the least... What's the thing you're going to do this weekend that you can only do because you're single? So they've had their day yesterday, all the restaurants. I mean, Will's got it right. Will just got a big Domino's in. That's what you want to do on Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Valentine's Day, you get done by 2 o'clock.
PM?
Yeah.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Flowers?
The whole shebang. Whatever you've got planned, get it done. You're not going out in the evening. That's for 17-year-olds.
Yes. So let's celebrate the single life today. If you don't know what the back of your toilet door looks like because it's never been shut, that's a good life as far as there could be anything on the back of that toilet door. It doesn't concern me.
It's the worst thing you've ever said. That's harrowing. That's the worst thing you've... That's the worst image I've ever had before 9 o'clock in the morning.
You don't have to stand in my corridor. That's your choice.
Knowing it exists.
It's our time down here. Our time. I'm taking it back. Taking them all back. I think sometimes you break wind outside because you forget... You don't have to moderate it inside. These are the good things
where
about...
Where are you breaking wind?
I mean, sometimes you're on a train and you think, oh... Don't do it like you do it in the house. No? Anyway, all the good things about being single today. And if you've had a lovely Valentine's and you're still in bed, if you're listening and you're still in bed and you're with your partner, you want to pass on a message to that person, but you don't want to talk to them anymore because you talked to them too much yesterday, I'll pass on a message. So 8 12 15, text in. WhatsApp 0330 123 1215. Email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. We've also got, of course, the Literal Police. Hotline has been very busy this week. And once again, we have a prosecution against someone we know very well, someone I know personally. And if you think that's going to stop me banging them right up, you don't know me at all.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It's John Richardson here on Absolute Radio with Roisin Conaty. Anyone been in touch?
Yes.
I said that really aggressively then. I'm sorry. It's because you criticised the way I say the gang here. Has anyone been in touch or what?
What I'm quite impressed by is that you finally seem to, after 20 years, be able to sort of say my name, not tentatively.
With confidence.
You always put a real sort of a bit of a twist on the row.
Can I just stop you here? Right, because I know I come across as a really sort of confident, just sexy guy.
No.
I just threw sexy in there because I didn't know what the second word was.
What did I call you on Cats that time? Sexy hot nerd energy.
Hot nerd energy, yeah. And I got a lot when Rap Boys came in and everyone said, no one's ever complimented my appearance, but I got a lot of people say, oh, Rap Boys are a thing now, so that's good for you, isn't it? But as if they were being nice.
You're not like a rat. Squirrel.
A squirrel.
Yeah, okay. You're going to go into the rodent. I wouldn't go nowhere near rat. A soft rodent.
A soft rodent.
A handsome soft
rodent.
One
of the likeable rodents.
One of the cute ones.
Don't feed me by hand, though. I might bite.
No.
Be careful.
Now, say my name.
Roisin.
See how there's a nervousness, isn't there, in the way he says, there's like a Roisin.
She picks up on the most... Do you know what? I'm glad you went to LA for 6 months. You told me 15 years ago that I don't say the word L-O-V-E correctly.
I mean, wait till you hear this.
And it has... I can't think of any criticism levelled at me that has stayed and burrowed so deeply into my conscience.
It sounds like you're in witness protection and that word is the one that they didn't get a chance to train you on. So, now, just say a normal sentence and say that you...
Give me a sentence with that word in it.
Say, I love the football, me.
I love the football, me.
No way. And now just say love on its own.
Love.
Come on.
What's wrong with that? Meg's saying it's fine.
Meg, you're out
of
your
mind. I agree, nobody wants to hear it said to them. I love you.
It sounds like a different voice comes in, AI, in the middle. I love you.
Do you think it sounds weird?
And he's really trying.
A little bit.
But when he's not trying, he really lets his guard down. And it's like, I love football.
I do love football.
There do you love?
I love life. I love the gang. I love you guys, gang. So anyway, why don't I say your name right? Roisin.
It's got better. It used to be more... you go like, Roisin.
Yeah, you're just... quite... I'm frightened of you. That's why
Come
I'm doing
it.
It.
You're not frightened.
Come off it. Even that. I'm frightened of it. No, you're not. You are not frightened of me, and I will tell you why. So anyway, read this lovely message we've had in.
This is from a lady called Lisa. Mm-hmm. Feeling smug and a little nervous as we are off to the airport in 2 hours to go on a 10-week trip to Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand and Australia with my partner David.
What's she nervous about? Is she nervous about Singapore? Is she nervous about David? How long have they been together? 10 weeks is a long time, isn't it?
10 weeks is a long time.
Yeah.
That's too long.
I mean, what I found is I found my listenership, and it used to be we would get the genuinely smug, and now it's people who are seeking. That text says to me, oh, we're going on holiday for a long time, and it's a long way away, God, John. I'm frightened.
That is a lot, because that's not travelling where they're going to get jobs. 10 weeks is just you looking at each other across restaurant tables.
Oh, there's going to be some massive ding-dongs in there. There's going to be just tired, getting to the place late. It's not. It doesn't look like it did on the pictures. Well, you booked it. Oh, have a lovely time. They'll come back with three memories that they'll have forever. Oh, do you remember that sunrise? And oh, that restaurant we just found and it was round the back and you said it was dodgy and then we had the best meal of our lives. They're going to have some furious rows, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's such a good thing to do with someone, because if you can get through that, and they might not. They might have 10 weeks together where it's just wonderful. But I wonder if the stress of having to pack and repack your life
That's
on a daily basis.
If they were going to one place and they could park up, but the travel is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Because they're off to the airport in 2 hours, so they're at that phase now where one of them still hasn't packed fully. And the other one is looking at the bed thinking, that's not all going to go in there. And they're just jumping on the suitcase. The last things aren't folded. And they're thinking, OK, well, let's do this, but not in our house where we've got 30 minutes to get to an airport. There's a lot of stress, isn't there? Every single meal together.
It's just basically saying, it's like camping. You go, why take what's good in life and then sort of destroy it by taking away the space we have to experience it. So yes. Camping, you go, let's do all the things that we do, cook, but make them really stressful.
Yeah.
And then on holiday, you go, this is, we get on really well in when we have other rooms, like a kitchen. And
that's okay to get on in real life.
Yeah. You but don't to have one bedroom.
That's what I feel when people ask me to do festivals. I think it's different for a band, but as a comic, they go, oh, do you want to do a festival? I go, I'd rather do somewhere with walls and a roof,
yeah,
if possible, and chairs.
It's lovely when you get walls and a roof.
Walls and a roof.
Can't beat them.
People who've had a shower and arrived for that thing specifically, instead of we just happened to be walking past on their way to get some falafel.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a lovely old treat, wouldn't it? What's, I recognise that. Yeah. Oh, that's that thing off, that guy off that thing. Well, I need to sit down for 10 minutes. So let's pretend to care about his carefully crafted material. What I would say, just you've got to have a chat now about maybe once a week we have lunch just on our own. And that's not a weird thing. Do you think?
I think...
Oh, you've all looked at me as if that's a weird thing now. But I just think if it happens at the time, it's going to be a, I need not to see you eat. If I see you eat one more egg... this is done. So just agree, hey, Wednesday lunchtime, that's solo adventure time.
I don't think
right?
meals, I don't think you can bail out on meals. Say you're staying in a resort and then you're like, I'm going to go and sit in the bar. Like, I think you can do the rest of the day, but the meals...
No, but otherwise you have to just say an hour where I don't... A meal is
that's
an excuse
to
like...
You say, I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to go and hang out, I'm going to go into the shops.
No, but you can't... No, because then you start... I think it has to be agreed, because then you're trying to... You know when you're looking for an excuse like, oh, there's no toilet paper in the room, I'll go and get some. Like, oh, they'll just ring reception. No, I go to the shop and get some toilet paper. That says I don't want to see you.
I disagree. I think you can say I'm going to go and grab some me time. I'm going to go for and like while they're having a shower.
You can't do that to me. You talk about the way I pronounce words and then say as if you're on a romantic. Hey, I'm just going to go and have some me time.
You do it when it's like when it's non-important time. So they're having a shower. They're doing their bits and bobs, and you go rather than me wait outside here while you're having. I want to go and do my stuff, and then have 3 or 4 hours to myself. I'll come back and I'll meet you at lunch.
Sort of coming back because I. Can't say that. We've discussed the way I would. I can't say that without that sounding like criticism. I'm basically saying, I can see you're going to faff for an hour or two, and that is going to drive me insane because the table is booked for 1 o'clock, and I see you are having a shower at 5 to 1. So Daddy's going to go and calm down for a little bit outside. I'm going to go and go for a walk, just to the airport, and I'm going to fly home just for a couple of days, just to sit on my chair, and then when I get back, maybe you're ready, and then maybe we go for dinner.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Bringing some showbiz sparkle to an otherwise ordinary Saturday.
The John Richardson Show.
Happy Saturday, John Richardson here with the gang. Woo! Oh, my God. No, there can't be a pause. If there's a pause, it makes me sound like you don't like me.
But you know what? It's because you sounded like you were wishing yourself a happy Saturday. You went, happy Saturday, John Richardson.
Oh.
You didn't say John Richardson. You just said, happy Saturday, John Richardson.
It's like whatever the reverse of therapy is, it's like that for 3 hours on a Saturday morning. Anyway, Meg, Will and Jeff are here. That's Roisin Conaty. Roisin said with confidence. It is Roisin Conaty.
You
there's
can
no
hear it,
doubt
can't
about
you?
It.
There's a little shake. Roisin, the AI. The AI of his spirit coming out.
I tell you, I wish I was AI because we're taking over. I tell you what, you'll be the first out.
No, you never catch
you
me.
You reactive people who like the moment, who want to be with each other and interact. Absolutely not. Let's have engineered conversations with an agreed start and finish point. That's what I like.
Happy Saturday, John Richardson, he said to himself.
Oh, no, don't make it sound like the end of Winnie the Pooh. And somewhere a little boy is always broadcasting to himself.
That's what it'd be like at end of days, you just saying that to yourself.
Yeah. Nope. Sometimes it's the things you don't say that make a career. Yeah? Right? Okay. Are you smug about anything? This is the time of the week when the park runners are all out so we can talk about them. What are you smug about this week, Roisin?
Well, John, I think this might be right up your street.
Okay.
So a while ago, I've got a lot of makeup and I bought...
Yes, so up my street. Have you been on my street?
I live on your street.
Do you? I never see you. Are you the one making the noise?
I was going to text you yesterday because there's two cats fighting in your garden. And I thought we won't be here in the afternoon. But
I set that up.
You're running a
bed. You were going to text me. Why have you built them a little ring? God, just get a telly.
I was going to say, you're going to have to get down there and shout at them, get them to go, because I was just clapping my hand out the window. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, makeup. So I bought these drawers online so I was going to have separate lipsticks, separate eyeshadow, separate eyeliner. Oh, so yeah. Every piece of makeup.
Do you know what's upset me already?
What?
You've said separate lipstick, separate eyeshadow, separate eyeliner, as if the lipstick's at the top, but surely you put them in face order. So the things that go on the eyebrows go at the top.
Oh, God. Will you come and do it for me?
I've got boxes where I keep all my coats, and it's hats on the top, then scarves, then gloves.
Will you come and sort them for me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I've only got as far as the lipsticks, and now you've told me that they're in the wrong...
The lipsticks go at the bottom, because that's where your mouth is. I don't know if there's other bits. I'm a 42-year-old man, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm aware of the chin and nothing else. Okay, guys?
So I bought these drawers, mm-hmm. and then they were meant to make my life easier, but all I've done is created loads more drawers to dump everything in tidying. Mm-hmm. So it's free-for-all. You could find anything in any of the drawers.
So what was the goal?
The goal is to have order. So lipsticks. Yes. So I did. The thing I'm smug about is I cleaned out one of the 17 drawers because it is eyeshadows, moisturisers, eye creams.
Oh, moisturiser. Where does that go? Because that goes all over the face.
It has to go in one of the bigger drawers because they're heavier.
Mm-hmm. How many moisturisers you got?
Oh, you need your night ones. You need your creams. You need your serums. You need your... You've got a lot to go...
Okay.
I've got a bunch. How many have you got? I
got one and it's run out and I haven't bought any more.
Oh, parched face.
Why? You're moisturised from within, Roisin. This is the first thing.
What's your skin regime?
My skin regime? Well, I have a whiskey before bed and then I sleep on a very soft pillow and it sort of just exfoliates me through the night.
You have good skin.
Thank you.
You must have a skin regime. I don't believe. I think you've got, this is all chat. I bet you put a lot of serums on.
Serum?
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, it's not serum, is it? I didn't want to say it the first time you said it. It's got me. You can criticise me for an hour and a half, but the minute I fight back, any snippy in the morning. Just let her say serum, mate. She wants to say serum.
Am I right? Serum? Who's saying serum? Who's got time for serum when you're trying to do your shopping done?
Jeff says serum. Well, Meg, serum or serum? Serum, yeah. Oh, it's 3-0.
Do any of you use this stuff? You say serum. You're going to put a big old pause in the middle of that first syllable.
Yeah, but
like you've forgotten what the second half is. A serum.
Language isn't something you can just change for speed.
It's not.
You can't just change a vowel.
It's serum.
Yeah, I decided porridge was too long, so I just call it ridge. Is that all right, guys? You can't change it because you're bored.
I'd call it ridge.
Yeah, of course you would. You'd have a bowl of ridge. Well, there's a lot of serum in this ridge. We've had a text
Listeners,
in from somebody saying, stop saying drawers. It sounds like you're talking about big knickers, somebody says.
Have they?
Yes.
What do they put?
Because you bought some big drawers to keep all your makeup in. I don't think I need to punctuate your smugness because somehow we've gone from I'm sorting my life out to I keep all my moisturisers that I can't pronounce in a pair of big knickers. And I don't think it's come across that you've achieved anything.
But in all seriousness, would you come and sort out those drawers and let me film you doing it?
Ooh, that's gone up a notch at the end, hasn't it? And then I became the victim at the end.
Just on my phone.
Where are you putting it?
What do you mean?
Is it a TV thing? Can we get it on telly?
Sure, why not?
Because they're big, aren't they, those shows, Sort Your Life Out? What if it's just John Richardson, Sort Your Lippy Out?
I think it's got to be spaces that you wouldn't normally do, because for you, you're very confident, I imagine, going into like, yes, this is where the hats and things...
Yes, but, this is where the... Your impression of me is so good. Yes, this is where the hats go.
But can you give your makeup... A whole makeup regime to sort out.
Yeah, because people wouldn't expect it.
I wouldn't expect it.
And I'd
it.
Be brutal because I'm not of that world.
You'd have to do some tests to see is it worth keeping that one? Is that lipstick spent? Does it even suit her?
Spent. All right, well, I'll come round and sort your lipstick drawer out for you. I don't know how that's happened. I asked you if you were all right and now I'm tidying your house. But
Thank
that's the way
you.
It goes. It's just nice to be invited round. So I welcome, of course, the things that you are smug about. I don't want you thinking I'm just mean to my friends. I will be mean to you for absolutely no reason. So in the week, Gemma got in touch, and here's what she's smug about this week.
Morning, John. I'm feeling very smug this week because ahead of my 40th birthday next week, I'll be spending this weekend completing a Swedish death clean, which is essentially having a purge of my belongings to save my relatives' job. I feel very smug about it, and I bet you can't bring me down from that.
It's very hard. I've Googled a Swedish death clean. Have you heard of it?
I don't like the sound of it.
it's like Marie Kondo, but with an edge.
So, yeah, it sounds like something that, you know, you do under duress.
Yeah, if she watched the Saw movies and she thought, I need to rebrand. It's a lovely thing to do. It is like a big house tidy. But then you go into like your finances and things you're going to leave behind, and you work out what is of any relevance.
Oh,
it is just a clean. It's just a clean, but then you work out, right, actually, how much am I carrying? How much am I carrying, yeah, that I don't need?
But what's it to give to people, like a gift bag?
No.
When you die? Like, here, you can have the mascara.
No, just someone's going to have to come in and sort your things out.
Right.
So you work out, well, actually, they don't need to. For example, I mean, I hoard things.
You ate a hoard?
I hoard things. Oh, right. I'm nervous about talking, Roisin, because everything I say wrong, including your name and the word love. And maybe if you were nicer to me, those things might occur in the same sentence every now and again. I have a lot of things that I don't need.
Oh,
for example,
Charlie Big Potatoes.
I have.
Oh God, I'm a show.
I don't mean like electricals. Should I tell you some of the things I have?
Go on.
You can tell me if I were doing a Swedish death clean, whether these are things that my loved ones need to be dealing with when I have moved on to the next and improved realm of AI. I have a copy of the Independent newspaper from the day of the eclipse in 1998.
Okay.
Do I need that? Do you want to be going through that? Say when the time comes for me, you're the only one left.
John?
I don't know. I thought someone might be interested. I've got copies of Beavis and Butthead magazine from when I was a child.
This is so off-brand for you. It feels like you've just opened a whole vortex.
I think it's very on-brand to feel the need to sort of...
No, this is absolute trash.
There's the trailer for the show. This is absolute trash with John Richardson.
But you're a hoarder.
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. And I need to do what Gemma is doing. So I need to go, I've got all my grade cards from school. I've got exercise books from primary school.
What, are you going to bring them to a job? What's the plan with them?
I don't know. But it feels, I tell you what it is, it feels big to throw them away because then you're saying things aren't of relevance. So
they're
feel
not.
The need to, oh no, oh, I'm not ready.
And so I'm just going to be clear. So the Swedish death clean, to separate it from a clear out, the old traditional clear out.
It is a kind of a big clear out.
It's got another word in it. That's very, the death clean.
Yeah.
Is it so you do your finances?
Yeah, you go through your finances and you clear out, right, that direct debit can go, that can go. This is what I need to live on a month from now on. We're done. Everything else goes in the pension.
I think it's too big a thing, and I think it's off-putting to do that. I think you need to start small, like a draw.
Right, you can't do a draw. How are you going to do a Swedish guest? You can't even sort your serums and work out how to say it. You can't even be bothered to read the letters that are in the word. How are you going to tidy the things? I'm going to defer to you then, because this is where I like Gemma and I like the Swedish guest thing. I'm happy to do it. Why don't you tell Gemma why she shouldn't feel smug about doing it?
But hi, Gemma, and happy birthday, my love.
Don't start by being nice. It doesn't fit in with
the
bit.
You've got to sandwich it. That's how you do business.
You listen to business podcasts. You're me. It's the worst thing I've ever said to anyone.
I think it's, unless you're going to die the second you finished, mm-hmm. you're going to have to do it again because you're going to accumulate more.
I love that.
Unless you go, I'm going to die on the Thursday or whatever, then you just create, you're going, it's a bit
this
extreme.
This is so good to watch.
It's too much.
Yeah.
You've sort of done all this stuff and then you don't die and then you go and buy a sandwich or you go and buy another Beavis and Butthead.
I don't think she's hoarding sandwiches.
But she might.
I'll keep that egg and cress. The kids will want that.
A sandwich maker or like a new knife or things that you, like a bread knife or a... things that you buy.
Joyful. So basically, what you're saying to Gemma is, happy birthday. You can tidy your house, but you'll never deal with your personality. That's the message.
I'm saying you're going to have to tidy it again unless you're on your way out. You're going to have to do this death march again or whatever it is.
Okay.
Not well, death march. What's it called? Death clean.
It's a lovely message. I'm aware that the business thing is a sandwich. So would you like to end on something nice for her?
What did I say before? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're a good girl.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
It's John Richardson and Roisin Conaty and the gang.
Yay!
Nope. tidying up the airwaves. Not just this show, but we like to enforce ourselves on other people with this.
That's the sound of
literal.
That's the sound of
literal.
Police.
You know what's going on here, Roisin?
I do. John.
Just moving on. Last week, we imprisoned Gary Neville for saying that Jose Mourinho had literally gripped the Premier League. I'll be honest, that was one I slightly struggled with. This week, we've had a nomination from Kate. She's reached out on the Literal Police hotline and sent us this.
Hi, John. I think you need to consider locking up fellow comedian Rob Beckett in Literal Jail. In a recent episode of his podcast, he talked about a show he performed in where he literally pooed himself. Suffice to say, he didn't actually do that. He was just very nervous. Surely that deserves going to jail. Thanks. Kate from Surrey.
Love that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Slightly dismissive. I pictured I could see her pivoting 180 degrees and leaving the room. Thanks. I'm off to Milan. Let's hear the clip.
Felt really calm before I went on. When I went on, I don't know if it's because my brain was thinking about the first time I ever did it. I completely shit myself like I haven't done since I started.
I would have put a bigger beep in there. So this all comes down to whether he did or he didn't. If he did, it's fine. It's correct use of the word literal.
Oh, I don't think... Is he doing a show? I don't think he would have done a... I don't think he... I think he's using... I don't think he did it.
No, I don't think he did. What is the show? Do we know what the show is? Is it Gladiators? I had a infuriating... They showed Gladiators in my daughter's school this week. It's enough with you people, you successful people going on cartoons that my daughter watches, and every time we get to the end of a film, I have to go, I've worked with him. Oh, no, I'd have loved to have done that. Yeah, absolutely. I'm still getting Norbot shouted at me when I go out and about doing my business. Speaking of doing business, they played Gladiators in my daughter's school. So she came back, she was like, do you know Rob Beckett?
Yeah, you should be a cartoon character.
I am a cartoon character in everything other than cartoons.
But maybe we should be like John the Moody Squirrel.
Yeah, and exactly. I am a Moody Squirrel.
Don't you worry, I'll draw you up tonight.
I think it's because I'm too... It's not the worst thing you've said.
A drawing.
We contacted Rob for a response. Here's what he has to say for himself.
Hey, John. If I need to go to jail, send me to jail. Literally, send me to jail.
It's not the best defence. If I were his solicitor, I'd take him aside and say, I don't think you should be defending yourself in this case.
I imagine that's how Rob would say whatever he was charged with. He just would not defend himself.
Yeah, it's all the hallmarks of a guy who doesn't want to talk to me, isn't it? That's what I get from that. Beyond the bit. But I'm walking somewhere, so if we do it while I'm walking. So he wants to, anyway, in you go. The good news for him is he will be joined by fellow comedian Tom Davis, who is also going. And he's been on a suspended sentence for saying this a few weeks ago.
Well, yeah, only because you've been literally flying around the world. I can't wait to sort of feast eyes on you and just hold you, man. I think I'm seeing you literally next week, right?
You are.
The 28th. Oh, my God. I'm going to literally just devour you.
Three in one sentence. First one I've allowed. because he was on a flight, although he didn't circumnavigate the globe. We decided that's probably just a suspended sentence and a warning.
Right.
I'm literally seeing you next week. I've given him 3 weeks now to eat Ramesh Ranganathan. Don't get me wrong, again, freeze up my diary. If Ramesh gets eaten and Rob's in jail, Daddy's paying off his mortgage early. So I'm more than happy for him to eat Ramesh. He has failed to do so, so he's in prison as well. So it's a double imprisonment this week. If you spot a literal offence, get in touch with a literal police
hotline. I've spotted one.
Have you?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, when did I spot it?
Me? Well, I don't like this.
I spotted it. I've been listening to the show.
There's a button here that says don't press. I'm not going to like this, am I?
Well, do you like jail?
As long as the ridge is good.
Donkeys are lovely now. You know what I find with donkeys? There's always a slight air of sadness about them.
Yes.
They look a bit sad. Now,
well, they're put upon, aren't they?
Well, not
they
all
literally
of them.
Carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Oh, no.
You have the right to remain silent.
Oh, no.
How does it feel? All those harsh judgments you've made about other people when, you know,
they've never said I was
better
than
them. If there's a finger pointing
them.
At you, you've got three fingers pointing right back at yourself.
I know I'm a dodgy cop. I knew I was. Doesn't stop me occasionally arresting a bad guy. Okay, do you know what really hurts? That's other business. That's my other job. You're not allowed to listen to my other... That's when I'm talking to my friends, my real friends, and you have used it against me.
Well, I agree with what he said about the donkeys.
They are sad, aren't they? Why were we talking about donkeys? Oh, no. Can I have to just question what I do with my... Even without the literal crime, I've presented to the world that conversation. Do you know Eric Morecambe? You know how people love Eric Morecambe? Because he was only ever on telly when he did something he'd worked on really hard for ages. Now it's just bleh, isn't it? It's just, I do three podcasts a week.
I think the donkey stuff's pretty good.
Is that a good start?
I thought it was...
Do you mean it's good?
I liked it. I thought they do look sad, canon. Actually, and that's why it always makes you feel a bit low around them.
Well, they don't carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, do they?
No.
Well, do you know, actually...
Oh, here we
go. Right, here we go.
Here
Stella's
comes.
Got her groove back. If you are going on a trip... I say that a lot.
Oh, no, I hate it when he becomes Stella.
I say that a lot and I don't know what the reference is. If you are going on a trip and you don't want to carry any of your own stuff, you put it all on a donkey. So that is the donkey's job, is to carry everything, your source. I'm thinking of Everett Roos, if you want to read up about a young man who went hiking. He would get a burro and he would put everything on it. So you carried the donkey. He didn't carry anything. So the weight of the world, not obviously they don't carry the globe, but
no,
each
that's
donkey,
the most important part of that sentence.
Each donkey, respective to the person with whom it is travelling, is carrying the weight of that person's world.
No.
Oh, that was really good. I enjoyed that.
10 years for being annoying about it as well.
No. Am I going to jail?
You're going to jail. Okay. Because you also didn't have the grace to confess. You should have taken it. You should have said,
no, I've
also been a committer of this crime. God, I'll be a terrible judge. Aren't I brutal?
If you are a donkey, it is your job to carry the weight of that person's world. I still think that's a good dissent. 8-12, I'm a man of the people. 8-12-15, you can WhatsApp 0330-123-1215. You can email John at absoluteradio.co.uk. If you want me to go to jail for making a valid, artistic, somehow sexy point about donkeys, I will go to jail. I will give you until the end of the show to decide whether I should be imprisoned for that. I hear it again. No, I'm not going to press it again. I said donkeys literally carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, and I was talking about specific donkeys and the weight of the person with whom they are travelling.
Just say the sentence that you said again.
They literally carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honour.
That was horrible.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
You're listening to what will soon be the Roisin Connerty Show on Absolute Radio. I love what you've done here. Sneak in for 1 week, you destroy my confidence, and then you send me to jail. I'm asking you 8-12-15-033-0123-1215, John Absolute Radio. Should I go to jail for saying that donkeys literally carry the weight of the world?
If you believe in justice and truth and honour, you'd send yourself to jail.
I believe in democracy, and that's why I can't, sir. I'm too powerful.
Oh, he's good, he's good.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Anyway, keep those coming in. I will abide by the decision of the people. However, It's not looking good. It's not looking good. And a text from my own agent, who is also Roisin's agent, suggests the tide has turned on the John Richardson show. Before all this happened and we were having a nice time and pretending we liked each other before we absolutely turned the tide and undermined someone on their own show, we asked the day after Valentine's Day if you had any messages for the person lying next to you in the bed and you don't want to talk to them anymore, would you like to tell them anything? Roisin, you're looking at me in a way that says you can't see them.
Absolute Radio. This is someone called, shall I read his name? I'm a professional. Joe Bangles from Hitchin. What a great name.
You like Hitchin?
I love Hitchin.
My mum's from Hitchin.
She's not.
She is. Why would I lie about
that?
My
best friend. Oh, I thought you were Northern.
I am a Northern.
Fake Northerner. Okay, Absolute Radio. Could you please remind my wife, Kirsty, that she, capitals, promised to make me a Valentine's Day cheese board today, but she now isn't sure she wants to. I need this cheese board.
Hard not to see that as a marriage on the rocks, really, isn't it? You can't be bothered to do a cheese board. That's not cooking, is it? It's not like you said, I'm going to make you a genuine pilaf like you've never had. I'm going to steam the rice. That's like, I can't be bothered to unwrap cheddar and put it on a piece of wood. That marriage is done, Joe.
What did he do that she had to promise a cheese board as well? So it feels like he's done his bit.
Yeah.
And then she's like, there'll be a cheese board in it for your son.
All I would say now, Joe, you can either be the one that leaves or gets left. That's your choice. You can stick around in this loveless marriage.
Okay, let's read the next one.
Get your own cheese. What is it with these men? I'm going full Joe Rogan. Get your own cheese, mate. Anyway, wish you all the best, and she will make you a cheese board. It's just a bit of fun, isn't it? And you're happier than I am. Ha ha, what's Darren got to say for himself?
This is Darren. Go fishing whenever you want for as long as you want. That's what someone said.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's a message. Again, it doesn't bode well, does it? Go fishing whenever you want for as long as you want.
I think she wants him to go out.
Yeah, fishing.
I think fishing is code.
I think men who fish don't mind a message like that, do they? If your hobby is basically staring into a lake, you're ready to be told to leave, no? Oh, I forgot my rod. Oh, I'll go anyway. See you next week.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
It's John Richardson and...
Roisin Conaty.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah,
that was nice radio voice, that.
I've got one.
Yeah, you can do it when you try. I haven't even got it in me. Roisin Conaty.
Well, that was pretty good.
Was that all right?
Yeah.
Did I say that with suitable confidence?
Yeah, it sounded like you knew me, which sometimes when you say my name, I feel like he says it like he doesn't know me.
I don't know you, Roisin. Nobody knows you.
You know me.
It's time for the news that wasn't in the news that should have been in the news, which we do after the news, because sometimes the news is the news and it'd be nice to have news that wasn't in the news. Yeah. Needs a catchier title. As a little Valentine's special, I don't know if you saw this story about a zoo that allows you to name a cockroach after your...
A cockroach?
A cucaracha after an ex, and then you can go online and watch it be fed to an animal. Sort of like an anti-Valentine's thing.
Ooh.
You can name a cockroach or a rat after an ex, and then you get sent a little Valentine's card and they say, this is so-and-so, here's a video of a snake eating your ex. It's all, like, really poisonous and nasty, and I love it. I don't like zoos, but I do like this.
Yeah, I guess. What, yeah. So what do people choose? Cockroaches, snakes?
Yeah, and they have, as a nod to my lot, they've introduced a plant-based alternative this year. But I don't think naming a cabbage after an ex has the same vitriol as...
Oh, I think it does.
You're a cockroach.
You get a really bent-up old, smashed-up old cabbage. Yeah. Or...
What would be the worst vegetable to be? Turnip was the one they always use in the tabloids, isn't it?
I would say one of... What's the ugliest veg?
Do you know what I hate?
Beetroot. What do you hate?
Aubergine.
It's overused, especially for veggie stuff.
If it's used once, it's overused. It has nothing to recommend it whatsoever.
If you stick cheese on it, it really does a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, but that's cheese, isn't it?
I know.
If it would be better when the aubergine were removed, that's a sign that the aubergine's not nice. It just goes slimy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've... I, you know, when it's this was like social contagion. I really liked aubergine, and then so many people have really given me a lot of like, it's disgusting. Now I've started going off aubergine.
Yeah,
but I used to, I didn't mind it.
I thought that when we were talking about the Swedish death clean, I think societally we need to do it. Just get rid of foods and vegetables that we all agree are horrible. Just get rid of them now. I was scrolling through looking for something to watch the other day and I thought, half of this is rubbish and everybody knows it's rubbish. Let's just agree. And I'll put my entire pantheon of work on there. Nobody needs to see it now going forward. I'll do other stuff. If you like me, stay involved. But certainly my book and a couple of my specials, nobody needs to see them anymore. So they can go. And let's all agree... Let's get 100 films a year that we all agree, 100 albums, 100 books. We don't need those.
All your specials are good, so I don't know what this chat is.
Yeah.
And I read your book. I've got it as an audiobook and it's transferred into every single Mac thing I've ever bought. And it's first thing that comes up is
when
that
you're
book.
On shuffle.
I'm just like, the first thing that downloads is that book. And I was like, God, I don't know what I did.
That is my favourite clip of you this week. I enjoyed I Drank It Like a Drink. But what I enjoyed was your specials are all good. And I've read your book.
I like the book.
Awkward pause.
No,
very awkward pause.
I love the book, but it's a lot. It transfers all the time. It's the first thing whenever I buy a new laptop.
You're welcome. So do I pop up on Shuffle?
Yeah,
if you're ever, you got friends around, you having a drink.
It really does. Like New Year's Eve, it'll be like chapter 9.
A bit of Oasis. I was on the train and I was very sad.
That's literally what it'll do.
The thing I'm not sure about, when you name a cockroach after your ex gets an email to say you have been named a cockroach. I think that feels a bit...
Well, it doesn't sound like you're doing well.
He's raised them $250,000, though.
What do you mean?
The zoo. You pay to nominate the cockroach. And the zoo...
A lot of angry, heartbroken people out there.
Yeah, there are. It's great, isn't it? And they're all listening now. We're here for the next hour, whether you like it or not. Can you imagine, says Lenny, all of your exes have named a rat after you, and on Valentine's Day you get 20 emails, one after the other, based on San Antonio.
I'd feel
Zoo.
Like I'd made a real impression.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be like, oh, here she comes.
She's a raider. What did you see in the news this week, Roisin, that wasn't in the news headlines that might have been?
Well, it might have been in the news, but I watched the Super Bowl.
Did you watch it?
I watched the Super Bowl.
All of it?
All of it.
I can't watch all of it. I sometimes think I'm going to win then.
I watched all of it. I was just trying... It was very entertaining.
What was the motivation?
I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
I was filming till late and then I got in and then I thought, actually, I'll have a look at this. And the big news story was there was a lady in the audience, because it was in New Orleans, it was in Louisiana, and a lady in the audience, and they filmed her, that she was like, had a like a little voodoo doll and she was just like hitting a needle into it of one of the players.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, listen, I know you want to win, but God.
And did they win?
No, they lost.
The team of the person she was...
Yeah, they lost because she was using evil to try and win. So they didn't win.
No, I think it worked, didn't it? If she's...
It worked.
If the team of the player that she is using voodoo against loses...
Wait, hang on a second. I thought they lost.
We'll have a little break for Roisin to understand her story.
So she was no, doing you do, the
here's,
green one.
Here's what I think you've misunderstood about a voodoo doll. You don't put needles into the person you like.
No.
This may relate to some of the Valentine's experiences you've had as well.
Okay. Oh, so they did. So it did work. Oh, my God, that's even worse.
Yeah. Well, no, it didn't, because it's nonsense. However, it's a fun bit of frip.
It's a fun bit of chat. But
I'm very excited that you watched a whole... I've never watched a whole Super Bowl.
Oh, it was very good.
What's your take on football? American football.
There was too many people around the edges of the field.
Mm-hmm. The crowd?
No. You've got the crowd and then you've got just a load of messers just sort of hanging around the edge of the line and it sort of takes away the sense of an occasion for me.
I would watch it if you were doing the punditry. I think the problem is they're all so excited and clued up. The quarterback's got to make a deeper play. If you went, this needs tidying. just all have one drink. Where's these coolers coming from?
Why is there so many of you just milling around on the edge of a big, big game? The halftime show was great, and it was. like, it was good. Like
it was good, wasn't it? It was. Yeah. You can't deny it. It was. We all saw it.
It was... I don't really know Kendrick Lamar, so I was just enjoying myself.
No, I thought you were tight.
No? So
that baffles me.
I didn't really know what I was watching.
Do you want to reach out to him now? If he's listening? No?
No, thanks.
You'd love Roisin, Kendrick. She's really good fun.
He had great jeans on.
Okay, she likes your jeans.
Bootcut jeans.
Right. Did that surprise you?
Oh, I haven't seen him in a while on anyone.
The game itself, though, aside from the jeans, I think if we're talking about the jeans that the halftime entertainer was wearing, you've not taken a lot from the sport itself.
There was big run-ins. Well, actually, no, the red team, they absolutely they got absolutely destroyed. And there was this little quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, is that his name? He had an absolute nightmare. He didn't win anything. And he...
Did he not catch it?
He couldn't. It was honestly, it was really bad because it was sad for him because he's meant to be like the new Tom Brady. And he was having... So it was watching someone have a horrendous night.
Yeah.
And that is always...
Great.
But not in a mean way, but just in a kind of how... At one point I thought, he needs to cry. But he can't. He's got to wait. That bit near the end where there was like, they can't win now and they've got another 15, 20 minutes. Oh. And it was awful. And I was like, he just needs to cry.
This is what I like when people who don't usually watch a sport engage with it. You get punditry. And I mean this genuinely. Mm. It's so much better than an analysis of what the wind was or what the grip might have affected that throw when someone says, he needs to just go and cry for 5 minutes. He's really upset now.
I think if he got a cry
and
out,
because
he could
of toxic masculinity, he's not allowed to cry. And if he could just get it out, he'd have a better second half.
I think if you had like a little booth that you could go in, you know, when they stop the game, they come out and they're like, you know, tie your shoes or whatever they keep telling them. I think he should go in there. And if he'd got a cry out...
Tie your shoes.
If he'd gone into the booth and got a cry out, all that frustration, mm-hmm. I think he could have got back in the game. But I felt like he just had that look of someone with a lump in their throat for an hour.
I absolutely love it. And shortly, I'm going to ask you to delve into the world of football ahead of rock and roll football today.
Oh, I don't know about these footballers.
They all need to cry. I'll tell you what, they need to all get together and have a good old cry. And what a delight it was to watch the face of Jeff there, who's a big fan of American football, as you talked your way through the Super Bowl. Absolute joy for me, that.
It's very difficult to say the John Richardson Show. Can you say the John Richardson Show?
This is the John Richardson Show.
John.
Mm-hmm.
We have a text.
Mm-hmm.
John, I heard you say you have Beavis and Butthead comics. I have the full UK set of comics and full UK and American card sets, plus two cabinets full of other memorabilia of there in my bedroom, just because I liked the show when I was younger. Haha, Richard from Barnsley.
Does he want mine?
No, I think he's just trying to make you feel better.
Is he? It sounds like he's trying to make me feel worse. I find texts or messages that come to me that end with "ha ha" are seldom designed to build my self-esteem.
No, I think that's him. It's trying to say you're safe.
All right, good. It's all right to have. He can have mine if he wants them. I'll bring him round, mate. I got now on.
What, when you do your death clean?
Yeah, my Swedish death clean. We also asked for. Is it all right for me to read one because it's your show now? I'm in prison.
Go on then. Only if you sound like you're in prison.
Okay.
So I want you to like rattle something.
Tom has sent in about when you go on a long holiday with a partner and have a row. Me and my missus fell out when we went to Dominican Republic. To read this, tell me whether you think Tom is in the right or wrong here, because I think it's ambiguous. I was chilling in the room while she was having a shower. She washed her hair, but there was no hairdryer in the room. She asked me to go to reception to get one. I returned 20 minutes later with a bottle of rum and no hairdryer.
Yeah.
Tricky, that one, isn't it? Who's in the wrong there? What do you think we should call the podcast of this week's show for those who couldn't hear the whole thing live?
Sir Serum. Like how you say it.
It's how you say it, Serum. I think What is Love, or we could go with that too,
oh,
Brute.
I like What is Love.
Find
what about
out.
Jailbait? Not jailbait, because that's a terrible phrase. What about jail...
Jail John.
Jail John.
Just Jail John. We will find out if you want to hear the podcast. Otherwise, we will be back next week as usual. Thank you for all your texts and emails. And
thank you for
just
having
for joining
me.
Us.
I feel like you haven't enjoyed me, which means I will be back.
We have a review meeting after each show, at which point your performance will be analysed. And see who's here next week. That's all I'll say.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So there we go. That was this week's show.
Love you, John.
No,
see you
stop
soon.
It. Stop it.
How do you end a phone call?
You don't love me.
Love you, John.
You don't love... No, I don't say that. I say end of call. Until next time. And then I press a record. Okay. When I leave the studio, I press buttons, nothing happens.
Love you, John.
I don't want this to be the thing that people start saying. You know, sometimes people say it at gigs. It's very weird.
What, they say I love you?
Yeah, but they're just being... But it doesn't... They're saying it to upset me because they know
it
will freak me out.
They're not saying it to upset. They're saying it to open you up, to say...
Yeah,
they can say
that's exactly what they want. They want me opened right up. Listen... Listen.
I'm listening.
This is over now.
Oh.
I very much enjoyed all the reasons people don't listen live.
I wish people could physically see you right now. He's holding his arm out. You know the way you would if you were at a table with the worst person you've ever met and they're approaching you. it's like a back away.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yes. But you are advancing towards me. It's what's freaking me out. We end the show with me in prison. So I think we've agreed I serve a year's sentence and I come out on Saturdays to do the show.
Yeah.
So with
a new attitude.
Oh, no.
Based on what you've learnt in prison.
It's taken years to sculpt this one into something I can present to people. If you want to get in touch during the week, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. I like the reasons you're not listening live, and I think the podcast audience will have some excellent stories on big ding-dongs that they've had on holiday, because those are fuel for me.
Felt like a pause between that big ding-dongs bit I wasn't sure about.
Yeah, I don't want to hear from them. I don't want to hear anything about that. And best wishes with your endeavours. Is that how you end?
To me?
To everyone, all the listeners. I wish you all the... Gosh, I wish you fertile meetings.
Such a cold fish.
Have lovely meetings.
Tell them you love them.
Eat nutritionally balanced meals. Oh. I don't love them. I'm really sorry. Is this weird? I'm not weird for wanting to... I don't love you all. This is not how it's supposed to... I'm fond of you. I depend on you. I need you.
This is a really good song.
I need you.
It's very good music. It's very good lyrics.
Yeah.
Let's get a piano out.
Can you play the piano?
Oh, no. I reckon I could.
Oh, that's not how it works with musical instruments. Roisin will be back very soon. It's been an absolute joy. Thank you very much.
Thank you
to Meg, Will and Jeff. Our best to Charlie, who's back next week. And you will be back next week, I hope, too, unless this is your last one. In which case, thanks for listening when you did. Farewell, I don't love you, you see.